अथ त्रिंशः सर्गः। भित्वा तु ताम् गदाम् बाणैराघवो धर्मवत्सलः स्मयमान इदम् वाक्यम् संरब्धमिदमब्रवीत्। एतत्ते बलसर्वस्वम् दर्शितम् राक्षसाधमा शक्तिहीनतरो मत्तो वृथा त्वमुपगर्जसि। एषा बाणविनिर्भिन्ना गदा भूमितलम् गता अभिधानप्रगल्भस्य तव प्रत्ययघातिनी। यत्त्वयोक्तम् विनष्टानामिदमश्रुप्रमार्जनम् राक्षसानाम् करोमीति मिथ्या तदपि ते वचः। नीचस्य क्षुद्रशीलस्य मिथ्या वृत्तस्य राक्षसः। प्राणानपहरिष्यामि गरुत्मानमृतम् यथा अद्य ते भिन्नकण्ठस्य फेनबुद्बुदभूषितम् विदारितस्य मद्बाणैर्महीपास्यति शोणितम्। त्वाम् सुरूषित सर्वाङ्गस्त्रस्तन्यस्तभुजद्वयः स्वप्स्यसेगाम् समाश्लिष्य दुर्लभाम् प्रमदामिव। प्रवृद्धनिद्रेशयिते त्वयि राक्षसपांसने भविष्यन्ति शरण्यानाम् शरण्यादण्डका इमे। जनस्थाने हतस्थाने तव राक्षसमच्छरैः निर्भया विचरिष्यन्ति सर्वतो मुनयो वने। अद्य विप्रसरिष्यन्ति राक्षस्यो हतबान्धवाः बाष्पार्द्रवदनादीना भयादन्यभयावहाः। अद्य शोकरसज्ञास्ता भविष्यन्ति निरर्थिकाः अनुरूपकुलाः पत्न्यो यासाम् त्वम् पतिरीदृशः। नृशंसशीलक्षुद्रात्मन्नित्यम् ब्राह्मणकण्टका त्वत्कृते शङ्कितैरग्नौ मुनिभिः पात्यते हविः। तमेवमभिसंरब्धम् ब्रुवाणम् राघवम् वने खरो निर्भर्त्सयामास रोषात्खरतरस्वरः। दृढम् खल्ववलिप्तोऽसि भयेष्वपि च निर्भयः। वाच्या वाच्यम् ततो हि त्वम् मृत्योर्वश्यो न बुध्यसे। कालपाशपरिक्षिप्ता भवन्ति पुरुषा हि ये कार्याकार्यम् न जानन्ति ते निरस्तषडिन्द्रियाः। एवमुक्त्वा ततो रामम् संवृद्ध्य भ्रुकुटिम् ततः सददर्श महासालमविदूरे निशाचरः। रणे प्रहरणस्यार्थे सर्वतो ह्यवलोकयन् सतमुत्पाटयामास सन्दष्टदशनच्छदम्। तम् समुत्क्षिप्य बाहुभ्याम् विनर्दित्वा महाबलः राममुद्दिश्य चिक्षेप हतस्त्वमिति चाब्रवीत्। तमापतन्तम् बाणौघैश्चित्वा रामः प्रतापवान् रोषमाहारयत्तीव्रम् निहन्तुम् समरेखरम्। जातस्वेदस्ततो रामो रोषरक्तान्तलोचनः निर्बिभेदसहस्रेण बाणानाम् समरेखरम्। तस्य बाणान्तराद्रक्तम् बहु शुश्रावफेनिलम्। गिरेः प्रस्रवणस्यैव धाराणाम् च परिस्रवः। विकलः सकृतो बाणैः खरो रामेण संयुगे मत्तो रुधिरगन्धेन तमेवाभ्यद्रवद्रुतम्। तमापतन्तम् संक्रुद्धम् कृतास्त्रो रुधिराप्लुतम्। अपासर्पद्वित्रिपदम् किञ्चित्त्वरितविक्रमः ततः पावकसङ्काशम् वधाय समरे शरम्। खरस्य रामो जग्राह ब्रह्मदण्डमिवापरम् स तद्दत्तम् मघवता सुरराजेन धीमता। सन्दधे च स धर्मात्मा मुमोच च खरम् प्रति। स विमुक्तो महाबाणो निर्घातसमनिस्वनः। रामेण धनुरायम्य खरस्योरसि चापतत्। सपपातखरो भूमौ दह्यमानः शराग्निना रुद्रेणेव विनिर्दग्धः श्वेतारण्ये यथान्धकः। सवृत्र इव वज्रेण फेनेन नमुचिर्यथा बलोवेन्द्राश निहतो निपपात हतः खरः। एतस्मिन्नन्तरे देवाश्चारणैः सह सङ्गताः द्वन्द्वभींश्चाभिनिघ्नन्तः पुष्पवर्षम् समन्ततः। रामस्योपरि संहृष्टा ववर्षुर्विस्मितास्तदा। अर्धाधिकमुहूर्तेन रामेण निशितैः शरैः चतुर्दशसहस्राणि रक्षसाम् कामरूपिणाम् खरदूषणमुख्यानाम् निहतानि महामृधे अहोबतमहत्कर्म रामस्य विदितात्मनः अहो वीर्यमहोदार्ढ्यम् विष्णोरिव हि दृश्यते इत्येवमुक्त्वा ते सर्वे ययोर्देवा यथा गतम् ततो राजर्षयः सर्वे सङ्गताः परमर्षयः सभाज्यमुदिता रामम् सागस्त्या इदमब्रुवन् एतदर्थम् महातेजामहेन्द्रः पाकशासनः शरभङ्गाश्रमम् पुण्यमाजगामपुरन्दरः आनीतस्त्वमिमम् देशमुपायेन महर्षिभिः येषाम् वधार्थम् शत्रूणाम् रक्षसाम् पापकर्मणाम् तदिदम् नः कृतम् कार्यम् त्वया दशरथात्मजा स्वधर्मम् प्रचरिष्यन्ति दण्डकेषु महर्षयः एतस्मिन्नन्तरे वीरो लक्ष्मणः सह सीतया गिरिदुर्गाद्विनिष्क्रम्य संविवेशाश्रमे सुखी ततो रामस्तु विजयी पूज्यमानो महर्षिभिः प्रविवेशाश्रमम् वीरो लक्ष्मणेनाभिपूजितः तम् दृष्ट्वा शत्रुहन्तारम् महर्षीणाम् सुखावहम् बभूव हृष्टा वैदेही भर्तारम् परिषस्वजे मुदा परमया युक्ता दृष्ट्वा रक्षो गणान् हतान् रामम् चैवाव्ययम् दृष्ट्वा तुतोषजनकात्मजा ततस्तुतम् राक्षससङ्घमर्दनम् सम्पूज्यमानम् मुदितैर्महात्मभिः पुनः परिष्वज्य मुदान्वितानना बभूव हृष्टा जनकात्मजा तदा इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे त्रिंशः सर्गः।
अरण्यकाण्ड कैंटो 30 रामा किल्स खरा Gods and sages applaud him. Having shattered that mace with arrows, Sri Rama, a scion of Raghu for his part, who was fond of virtue, smilingly uttered the following furious words. Is this the totality of your strength that you have exhibited, O vile ogre? Though much deficient in strength as compared to me, you brag in vain. Fallen to the ground when split into pieces by my arrows, this mace of yours, you being bold in braggadocio alone, has dashed to pieces the confidence reposed in it by you. Even the declaration that was made by you in the following words, I hereby wipe away the tears of the relatives of the ogres killed in battle, has proved false. Even as Garuda, the king of birds, snatched away nectar from the custody of the gods in heaven, I shall take away the life of the vile ogre that you are, mean of nature and immoral of conduct. The earth will quaff your blood, enriched with foam and bubbles, when your throat has been pierced and your body torn with my shafts. Closely embracing the earth like a young woman hard to win, you will lie asleep forever, covered with dust all over the body, with both of your arms severed. When you, the disgrace of the ogres, are laid in protracted slumber, this Dandaka forest will turn out to be a place of resort for sages who afford shelter to all. When your abode in Janasthana has been destroyed by my arrows, O ogre, ascetics will roam about fearlessly everywhere in the forest. Ogresses who caused terror in others will run away, afflicted through fear, from the Dandaka forest today, their faces wet with tears, their kith and kin having been killed by me. Your wives, whose husband is of such immoral conduct as you, and who are born of like families, will taste the sentiment of pathos today, being deprived of all enjoyments, coveted by all. O ogre of cruel disposition and mean mentality, a standing thorn in the side of Brahmanas, oblations are poured into the fire by ascetics, full of apprehension on account of you. Khara, whose voice waxed sterner due to wrath, censured in the following words Sri Rama, a scion of Raghu, who was uttering such angry words in the forest. Surely you are excessively vainglorious and fearless even in the face of dangers. Evidently you are in the grip of death. This is why you cannot judge what should be spoken and what should not be spoken. Indeed, men who are caught in the noose of death can no longer distinguish what ought to be done and what ought not to be done, their senses and mind having been thrown out of order. Speaking as aforesaid to Sri Rama, and then knitting his eyebrows and further eagerly casting his eyes all round for some weapon to be used in the encounter, the said ogre saw a big sal tree not far off, and sharply biting his lips, he uprooted it. Whirling it with his arms and loudly roaring, the ogre, who was possessed of extraordinary might, hurled it at Sri Rama and said, "You are killed." Cutting down with his volleys of arrows the approaching tree, the glorious Sri Rama summoned violent anger to make short work of Kara in the battle. Covered with perspiration due to anger, and with the outer corners of his eyes reddened through anger, Sri Rama thereupon pierced Kara on the battlefield with 1,000 arrows. Like the flow of torrents from Mount Prasravana, copious foaming blood gushed forth from the cuts made in his body by the arrows. Rendered uneasy with his arrows by Sri Rama in battle, and maddened by the smell of blood indeed, Kara ran fast towards Sri Rama. Taking hasty strides, Sri Rama, who was skilled in the use of missiles, retreated 2 or 3 steps in order to be able to strike Kara, who was rushing towards him, highly infuriated and bathed in blood. Then, for the destruction of Kara in battle, Sri Rama seized an arrow, blazing like fire, and looking like another rod of Brahma, the creator. The celebrated Sri Rama, whose mind was given to righteousness, fitted to his bow the said arrow, gifted through the medium of sage Agastya by the wise Indra, the ruler of gods, and discharged it towards Kara. Discharged with great vehemence by Sri Rama, stretching his bow, that mighty arrow hit the chest of Kara, making a thunder-like sound. Being burnt by the fire of the arrow, the notorious Kara fell to the ground, as did the demon Andaka, entirely burnt by Lord Rudra, the god of destruction, in the Shweta forest. Killed by Sri Rama with that arrow, as Vritra with a thunderbolt, Namuchi with foam, or Bala with a stroke of lightning by Indra, Kara fell down dead. In the meanwhile, united with the Charanas, celestial bards, and loudly beating their large drums on all sides, gods, who felt greatly rejoiced and wonderstruck, rained a shower of flowers all round at that moment on Sri Rama. They said, in the course of an hour and a half, 14,000 ogres headed by Kara and Dushana, and capable of assuming any form at will, were got rid of with sharp arrows in a major operation. Ah, great indeed was the feat of Sri Rama, the knower of the self. Wonderful is his prowess. Oh, his firmness too looks like that of Lord Vishnu. Speaking as aforesaid, all those gods went as they had come. Hailing Sri Rama then, all the royal sages and great sages assembled, including sage Agastya, who all felt rejoiced, spoke as follows. For this very purpose of bringing about your sojourn in this area, the great Indra, the subduer of the demon Paka, and the smasher of enemies' fortresses, who is possessed of exceptional glory, visited the holy hermitage of sage Sharabhanga. You were brought to the region tactfully by great sages for compassing the extermination of their sworn enemies, the ogres of sinful deeds. This aforesaid purpose of ours has been accomplished by you, O son of Dasharatha. The great sages will henceforward vigorously practice their devotions in the Dandaka forest. In the meantime, issuing forth from the mountain cavern, which was difficult of access with Sita, the valiant Lakshmana sat down in an easy posture in the hermitage. Being glorified by great sages and honored in every way by Lakshmana, the victorious and heroic Sri Rama duly entered the hermitage. Seeing her husband, who had made short work of his enemies and brought happiness to the great sages, Sita, a princess of the Videha territory, felt rejoice and embraced him. Transported with supreme felicity to see the hordes of ogres killed, the daughter of Janaka, Sita, felt gratified to find Sri Rama all well. Then, closely embracing once more that destroyer of the ogre hordes who was being highly extolled by exalted souls full of delight, the daughter of Janaka, Sita, felt rejoiced, her countenance lit with joy. Thus ends Canto 30 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.